That is why you must write. Huh? You write and you will become expert, inshallah. It's very easy. And I will be repeating it, inshallah. So, how did we come to this question? It was here because of that. Kharajna minal mustashfa. They came out from the mustashfa. See, now, kharajna, the translation is, they came out. So where is they? They is nunu niswa. Nunu niswa means they, refers to ladies. Kharajna minal mustashfa, how will you translate? They came out from the hospitals. Where is they in the verb? Nunu niswa. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah you'll get it. Number three. Read the example and then change the sentences according to the example. Okay, brothers and sisters? Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli. Zainabu wa aminatu wa maryamu kharajna min al-fasli. Now, kharajna refers to all these three. Remember? One more thing I want to emphasize, brother, if I have not emphasized before. The sequence, brother and sister, the sequence of verbal sentence. Remember this sequence, brother. First will be verb, which is fi'al. Brother, fi'alun. Then will come subject, which is fa'ilun. And then will come object, which we have not learned yet, but we will learn soon, inshallah. And what do you call object in Arabic? Maf'ulun bihi. This is the sequence, brother and sister. The verb should follow this sequence. Most of the time, it should follow this sequence. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, here is something. Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli. Are you with me, brother? Now, as we know, this is the sequence of the verbal sentence. So, the sentence starts with a noun, Zainabu. So, what is that? Mubtada. What is that, brothers and sisters? Mubtada. Okay. Now, khabar. Kharajat. Kharajat. So you can analyze that also. But most of the time when we ask the students, where is the fa'il, they'll say Zainab. No. No, because the fa'il has to come after. See the sequence? There has to be a verb first and then fa'il. So what came before the verb is not fa'il. Okay, so now we have kharajat. I can see ta. Is that ta fa'il? No. It is ta tanisi. Telling me the action was done by a feminine. So where is the verb, brother Abdul Samad? Kharaja. Kharaja is the verb. And then now where is the fa'il? I cannot see it. So then has to be mustatir. Now that fa'il which is mustatir, sister Arifa, what will be our estimation? In the Arabic, we say taqdiruhu hiya. Because Tao Tanisi says that it is a feminine. So taqdiruhu hiya. Are you with me? Kharajat, where is the fa'il? Mustatir. And what is the estimation? Taqdiruhu hiya. We will be repeating this a lot. Okay? Now this hiya must go somewhere. It must relate to something. So where does this here take us to? Zainab. This is how it is. Are you with me? It will It is how it will be, brother. So, then our khabar is Jumla Failure. Are you with me? Jumla Failure is your khabar. Where is our Mubtada? Zainab. The same way, Zainabu wa Aminatu wa Maryamu. All of them are, you know, coming before the verb. So, what will I say? Zainabu? Mubtada. Then comes Waw. Ataf. And what will I say to Aminatu? Mautufun ala Zainab. Got the idea? Then again waw came, ataf. And then what will you I say? Maryamu, mautufun ala Zainab. It goes to the first one. Inshallah. MashaAllah, you are getting it there. Now comes kharajna. Brother, I have to see, is there a fa'il in the sentence? Yes, I see noon. Noon uswa is the fa'il. Oh, but where is the verb? Kharaj with a sukoon. Kharaj with a sukoon. Why there is a sukoon? Because the mutaharik pronoun is there. Why? Mutaharik pronoun is there. Mutaharik means a pronoun which has a proper vowel sign. There is a fatha there. Very good, brothers and sisters. Minal fasli jam. Now, brother, all these sentences are all, what shall I call them? Halwa puri. They are all easy, brother. What you do, you are going to change the Mubtada into Jama. And if you change the Mubtada into Jama, the verb will change. Are you with me, Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
So what will be your first sentence? Al-Mudarrisatu Zahabat ilal Fasli. Now change it. Al-Mudarrisatu Zahabna. Brother, after doing so much practice, we should be strong now. When you say al-mudarrisatu zahabna ila al-fasli. So it's very easy. But by writing, you will get stronger. If you won't write, brother, then you will forget. We are called insan. And the characteristics of the insan is that he forgets. And it is good to forget, brother. Sometimes. Because if we had some painful situation and if we never forgot them, then we'll be miserable all throughout our life. But those painful experiences, Allah lets us forget by the passage of time. They don't bother us. But then good things we must always remember. Good things we should not forget. Okay? Fine. Brother Hassan, At-Talibatul Jadidatu. So here comes Nat Manut. At-Talibatu Mubtada. What is the Jadidatu? Nat. Fine. And where is our khabar? Jalasat. Jumla Failure. Jumla Failure is coming as a khabar. Remember khabar we have learned? It can be of five kinds. Okay? Fine. Now change it, brother. At-Talibatu. Al-Jududu, and then? Firstly, see, now your mind immediately recognizes that it has to be Jalasna. Got the idea? Inshallah. Brother, I have confidence you will all be masters of Arabic verbs soon, inshallah. Now, Brother Abdul Samad, Bintu Muhammadin, what kind of a combination is this? Mudafilehi. Fine, brothers and sisters. Abdul Samad only. Brother Abdul Samad, you make it now.
Banatun Muhammadun Banatu Muhammadun Zahabna ila Madrasati.
MashaAllah. But I think you erred. See, what is the combination Bintu Muhammadin? Yeah, so it is mudaf. So when you change bintu into banat, Muhammadin is still mudaf. So banatu, not banatun, it will be wrong. Mudaf cannot have tanwin, cannot have al. Banatu Muhammad. Then, and then you will say, zahabna ilal madrasati. So it's easy, brothers and sisters, it's very easy. You know, I'm not going to rush. I'm going to go slowly. There are certain things that must be understood by all of you very well. And then when they are understood, then we'll speed up a little bit, inshallah. Fine. Now, again, brother, this is also halwa puri. Okay. Hada, hadihi, hawilai. These are three ismu isharas. You have to do it. Huh? Okay. First is akhi. What does fit here? Does hada fit here? Hadihi fit here? Hawilai fit here? Brother Saeed?
Hadihi.
No, hada. Akhi is muzakkar. Hada akhi. What will be it? Hada akhi. MashaAllah. Very good. Brother Salman, you take the next one. Hadihi ukhti. Okay. And Rijalun, sister Nusrat. Haulai. Sister Maynas, Mudarrisuna. Haulai. Sister Nasreen, Talibatu. Ha'ulai. Sister Maimuna, Ummi, hadihi Ummi. Sister Aisha, Haza Abbi. Sister Arifa, hadihi. Sister Suhaina, Ha'ulai. And Sister Naima, Ha'ulai. Now tell me, brother, this is a piece of cake. Halwa puri. Not even a full jalebi, half jalebi. Okay? Now, we have, this is again very beautiful and very easy exercise. We will do a little fast now. Da, put fil amakin al khaliyati in the empty spaces from the following sentences proper damir. And we have the choice of huwa, hiya, hum, and hunna. Fine, brother. We are with you, sister Fatima. Man hadha rajulu. What will you say? Choose one of the pronouns. Do you want to say huwa or hum? Or you want to say hiya or hunna? Look at it. It is mudarrisun. Huwa, mashallah. Say with confidence. Huwa. It was correct. Now we are playing a TV game now. Correct, you get 10 points. Incorrect, you bring one dozen samosas. Okay? Fine, brother. Sister Faiza. Aina talibatu? Talibatu? No, hunna. Hiya will become singular. If I said aina talibatu, then hiya would have been appropriate. When I say Aina Talibatu, then it becomes Hunna. Okay, sister Faiza, this time your sambosas, we are excusing you. But next time it will cost you. Okay. Fine. Brother Hassan, Man Ha'ulail Fityatu. See, it says Fityatu. Fityatu? Hum. It is Mudakkar. Okay, fatan, fityatun. Fatatun, fatayatun. Remember difference. Fatan, mudakkar. Jama, fityatun. Even though you see ta, marbuta there, but it is hum. Got the idea? Brother, I think we have to cancel because we will have too many samosas now. We won't be able to eat all of them, you know. Okay. Brother Abdul Samad, aina Talibatul Jadidatu. Talibatul Jadidatu. Brother, Talibatul is singular.
Oh, here.
Here. I thought this was halwa puri and you find it hard chickpeas? No, no, inshallah. Okay. Okay, brother Saeed. Man ha'ulai nasu. See, nasu. What will you say now? Four pronouns to choose from. What will you say? Nasu. Salman? Hum, mashallah. Hum. Hum hujajun min al-Hind. Brother Muhammad?
Aina tabibatu?
Aina tabibatu?
Hunna?
Hunna fil mustashfal. Fun mustashfal viladati. Okay, now, Sister Amana, man hazal waladul ladhi kharaja min baytika? Who wabnu akhi is the brother? He is the son of my brother. He is the son of my brother. Okay, Sister Amir. Min aina haulai duyufu? Hum min al-riyad. Mashallah, that is correct. Sister Sukhaina. Min aina haulai al-mumarridatu? Hunna min al-Filippinia. Now, Sister Naima, man hadhi il fatatu? Fatatu. Fatatu, is it singular or plural? Singular. So what will you say? Hiya. Huh? You have to think quickly. Huh? MashaAllah, that was correct. Okay? Brothers and sisters, this is a very beautiful exercise. It should be written in the book properly. Huh? Write in the book, inshallah. Number 6, give plurals of the following nouns. Sister Fatima, Ukhtun. You got to memorize them now, brother. Ukhtun. Fatima, what is the plural? Akhawatun. What is the plural? Akhawatun. Akhawatun. You got to memorize. Huh? And how will you memorize? By reading. Read the lesson as often as you can. And inshallah, you will see that you have memorized it. You know, fine. And if you have two or three students sitting, then you can quiz each other and practice, inshallah. Fine. So, ukhtun, what is the plural? Akhawatun. Sister Faiza, bintun? Banatun. Sister Nusrat, Muslimatun? Muslimatun. Mainas, Tabibatun? Tabibun. MashaAllah, Atibba. We must remember, inshallah. Sister Maimuna, Zawjun? Azwajun, MashaAllah. Zawjatun Aisha? Zawjatun? Zawjatun. Fatatun Arifa? Fatayatun. Bada Hasan? Kabiratun. Kibarun. Tawilatun. Tiwalu. Tiwalun. If you say at, then Tiwalu, otherwise Tiwalun. Jadidatun. Salman? Jududun. And Akhun?
Ikhwatun.
Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun or Ikhwanun. Okay. Amana Kabirun. Kibarun. Jadidun. MashaAllah. Excellent. Huh? So, brother, this is all a revision again. Huh? Asmaul Isharati Lil Karib. Hada Talibun. And Hadihi Talibatun. And Haulai. Again, same thing, haulai talibatun. So this is the gist of what we have learned, you know. Al-kalimatul jadidatu. Azawju, azawju, what is the jama? Azwajun, very good. Al-mar'atu, what is the jama? Nisa'un. You will remember this, inshallah. Okay? Al-mar'atu biduni al Imra'atun. Now this we have to remember. Imra'atun, a lady, a woman. When you make it definite, the Hamza goes away. Al-mar'atu. Now you just have to memorize it. And remember, al-mar'atu. If you take out al, then it becomes imra'atun. You have to memorize it. Okay, and then Karibun. No, brother, Haulai is for near. What is far? A thing which is far? Ulaika. What is it? And it will be used both for feminine and masculine. It will be used for both feminine and masculine. So, هَاُولَٰئِ إِخْوَتِي وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْدِقَائِ. Okay? Simple sentences. هَاُولَٰئِ مُبْتَدَى إِخْوَتِي. How many words? Two. مُضَاف مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. Where is our khabar? إِخْوَتُ هُوَ مُضَاف. And then يَا مُتَكَلِّم مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. وَأُولَٰئِكَ وَاوْ أَتَفْ أُولَٰئِكَ مُبْتَدَى. Okay? And then where is our khabar? أَصْدِقَائِ. Now, brother, what is asdikai combination? Mudaf, mudafili. Where is our mudaf? Asdika'u. Asdika'u. And then it became mudaf and it became asdikai because of the yamutakalam. Fine, brother. Man ulaikar rijaluttivalu. Now we have to see properly, brother. Man, leave it. We are not analyzing that. If you say ulaika, which is ismu ishara, what will be a rijalu? Badal. And what will be tiwalu? Nat. Are you with me? Abir? Got it, sister? Look at this three words. What are those three words? Ulaika rijalu tiwalu. Now tell me, ulaika, what is ulaika? Ismu ishara. And it comes ar-rijalu. Badal. And then attivalu. Naat. This is how we will do it. Did you get it, Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Hassan? Salman, brother? Brother Samad? Yes. Inshallah. Fine. Hum. What are this? Hum. Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Attibau. Attibau. Min America. Jar majroor. Fine. Man ulaikan nisa'u. Who are these ladies? What are they? Hunna ummahatut talibati. Okay, brother? So, ummahatut talibati. What kind of a combination is this, Brother Muhammad? Ummahatut talibati. Brother Hassan? Ummahatut talibati. Mudaf mudafili. What is it? Mudaf mudaf. Yeah. So where is our mubtada? Hunna. And where is our khabar? Ummahatu. Ummahatu is our khabar. Wahuwa mudaf and then mudafilihi. Very good, brother. Aba'ut-tullabi. What kind of a combination is this? Mudaf mudafilihi. So what is aba'u? Mubtada. Wahuwa mudaf and then mudafilihi. Indal mudiri. What is inda? Brother, it is zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. When you say zarf, make it shibu jumla khabar. Okay? If it is coming as a khabar. And then al-mudiri, mudafili. What will be mudiri, sister Naima? Mudafili. Are you with me? Inshallah. A'ulaikan nisa'u khalatu. Khalatu ki? Khalatu ki? Ya Maryamu? أَأُولَٰئِكَ النِّسَاءُ خَالَاتُكِ يَا مَرْيَمُ. What is the translation? Those ladies, are they your khala? You know, they are your mother's sisters. لَا هُنَّ لَا هُنَّ أَمَّاتِ. They are my father's sisters. They are my father's sisters. So, ammati, how many words? Two. What is the combination? Mudat, mudafilihi. So, ammatu is your khabar. Haulai attibba'u. These are doctors. Wa ulaika muhandisuna. This is very easy, brother. Can you translate, brother? Samad, ha'ulai, attibba'u.
These are doctors and these are engineers.
Are engineers. Ha'ulai rijalu fukara'u. Ha'ulai rijalu. Brother, هَؤُلَاءِ رِجَالُ. Salman, what is هَؤُلَاءِ, brother? مُبْتِدَى. And what is رِجَالُ, brother? No. بَدَل. See, you must, do you see, Sister Arifa? What is هَؤُلَاءِ? مُبْتِدَى. And then الرِجَالُ came. And what is هَؤُلَاءِ? إِسْمُ إِشَارَةٍ. So after ismu ishara, if a definite noun comes, make it a badal. Don't make it a badal, because badal goes away. Make it a badal. Okay, brother? Haulai rijalu. And then where is the khabar, brother Salman? Fukara. You see? Now that's the way you analyze. Lai rijal, mubtada, badal, and then khabar. Next one, brother. Wa ulaika aghniyau.
Ulaika, those are rich. So mubtada is ulaika, aghniyau is the
khabar. MashaAllah, that is better. Very good. Now, brother Abdul Samad, ulaika tulabu diafun. Diafun is the jama'a of da'if. Weak, weak. So, brother, ulaika, what is ulaika? And atullabu?
Atullabu is badal.
MashaAllah. And diafu?
Is
khabar.
Khabar.
Khabar. Sentence is complete. If you make it not, then we still have to bring the news. No. Complete. Ulaika tullabu. Those students, what is the news? They are weak. Brother Hassan? Man ulaika rijalu. What is the translation?
Who are those
men? Men. So, what is the answer?
Hum wuzarau.
Hum wuzarau. They are ministers. Wazir. Wazir wuzarau. Ministers. Mubtada khabar. Very good, brother. Now, this is change mubtada into plural, and you will make a sentence according to the answer. ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ. Now, brother, I ask you one thing. Brother Muhammad, ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ. What is ذَلِكَ?
اسم إشارة.
Oh, fine, very good. More than that?
مُبْتِدَى.
مُبْتِدَى, very good. And what is next?
الرَّجُلُ.
الرَّجُلُ.
بَدَل.
MashaAllah. And where is the news?
مُدَرِّسٌ.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Increase you in knowledge and all of us. Zadakallahu ilman ya Muhammad. Fine. And then you change it now. Zalika became ulaika. Rajulu became rijalu. And mudarisun became mudarisun. Got the idea? This is a very beautiful exercise. Amana. Man ذَلِكَ الْفَتَى. Now you have to change it into question. What will you say? Man, then you will change ذَلِكَ into? أُولَٰئِكَ. هَؤُلَاءِ هَٰذِهِ. ذَلِكَ is أُولَٰئِكَ. You say أُولَٰئِكَ. And then الْفَتَى will become الْفِتْيَةُ. What is it? الْفِتْيَةُ. So this is how you change the sentence. من أولئك الفتية. What will you say? من أولئك الفتية. You got to do one more sentence. You know, these are all coming in questions. من أين ذلك المدرس. So now we will change. من أين أولئك المدرسون. MashaAllah, you got it correctly now. Very good. Now, Sister Abir. تِلْكَ الْفَتَاةُ بِنْتُ تَبِيبِ. Now, what will you say? تِلْكَ will change into? أُولَاءِ. No, هَؤُلَاءِ is, remember, هَؤُلَاءِ is for clothes.
Yeah.
So, what is the plural of هَذَا and how? هَذَا and هَذِهِ? هَؤُلَاءِ. تِلْكَ and ذَلِكَ أُولَاءِكَ. أُولَاءِكَ. Fatayatu.
Fatayatu.
So now banatu.
So banatu.
tabibi. You got to change everywhere. Now, brothers and sisters, write. These are the exercises. When you write, you'll get strong. Otherwise, you'll forget. And when you write, inshallah, the plural form will be part of your memory. You are a little slow because the plurals have come. Now we've got to memorize plurals. Quiz each other if you have time, even on phone, and you will get stronger. Okay, Sister Faiza. هذا طالب من إنكالترا وذلك من فرنسا. هذا هؤلاء طلاب إنكالترا ترى yes and وأولئك من فرنسا. That is correct. Now you have Sister Fatima a question. ذلك المهندس مسلم. Now you have to change everything into plural. ذلك. What will you change? ذلك into أولئك. What will you change ذلك into أولئك? Are you with me? Now, you've got to understand. What is the plural of hadha? Haulai. What is the plural of hadhihi? Haulai. What is the plural of tilka? Ulaika. What is the plural of dhalika? Ulaika. You have to remember these things. Remember it well. So, Sister Fatima, dhalika, dhalika will change into ulaika. And then, muhandisun will change into Al-Muhandisun. And then Muslimun will change into Muslimun. Are you with me? You should be able to do it, brother. Okay. Ulaika Al المهندسون and then what do you say? مسلمون. Now brothers and sisters, you got to write. You got to write. Write it. Fine. Sister Naima. هذه المرأة ممرضة وتلك طبيبة. هذه المرأة ممرضة وتلك طبيبة. هؤلاء النساء. What will you say? هؤلاء النساء. صحيح. هؤلاء النساء ممرضات. ممرض Datun. Okay. Watilka, now you'll say, wa ulaika tabibatun. Ulaika tabibatun. Inshallah. Because this is a new thing is coming, we are a little slow. But if you write it, inshallah, you'll be strong. Sister Sukhaina. Yeah, see. Man. هؤلاء الأولاد الطوال. من هؤلاء الأولاد الطوال. Who are these tall boys, you know? Fine, that was good. Sister Arifa. تلك الفتاة الصغيرة أخت حامد. ما شاء الله. That was beautiful. That was very good. Say it loudly one more time, Sister Arifa. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ulaika al-fatayatu figaru akhawatu hamidin. MashaAllah. Let's analyze it. Let's analyze the way it is. Tilka. Sister Arifa, you got to do it. Tilka. What is tilka, sister? No, tilka is mubtada. Don't rush. And what is fatatu? Tilka came, and the ismu ishara, so al-fatatu is now badal, and as-sagiratu, not. See, no, look at it. I want you to look at the combination. Al-fatatu, as-sagiratu. What kind of a combination is this? Not manut. Are you with me? Arifa. Tilka, our muftada. Al-fatatu is our badal. And sagiratu is your naat. Now where is the khabar? Now we got two words. It's a combination. Ukhtu hamidin. Ukhtu is your khabar. Wahua muda and mudafili. Brother Hassan, you got it, brother? Inshallah. Everybody should get it, inshallah. Brother, I am emphasizing this analysis in a very simple way, trying to make you very strong from the very beginning, so that later on, everything will become very easy, inshallah. It is taking us time, instead of just translating. Now you try to translate. Translate. Tilka al-fatatu sagiratu ukhtu. Tilka is that. Whatever you want to translate. Translate singular one. MashaAllah. That's good enough. Beautiful. Got the idea? Inshallah. Now, Sister Aisha. Ummu Taliba. Taliba. Ti, see, mudaf mudafili. Fine. MashaAllah, excellent. Mamtaza. Beautiful. So, what is tilka? Mubtada. And what is al-mar'atu? Badal. And where is the khabar? Ummu, MashaAllah. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudafili. Got the idea? Beautiful, beautiful. Everybody understood, inshallah? Brother Salman, you got it? Fine, brother. Now, Sister Ramona, you got a long sentence? MashaAllah. That was very beautiful. Say it one more time, loudly. MashaAllah, excellent, excellent. Now, try to analyze the singular one. In the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now analyze it, sister. Yes. Yes. Very good. Okay. MashaAllah. No, then you already got your khabar as tujarun. So then we will say minal mamlikati jar majrur, and then al arbiyati naat, and then al saudiyati naat. Because they are starting al. Okay, inshallah. Okay. Fine, brothers and sisters. We come again with halwa puri. There are three ismu isharas. Dhalika, tilka, ulaika. And you got to fit them. Sister Nasreen, talibun. Dhalika, talibun. Sister Manas. Ulaika Jan. Sister Nusrat? MashaAllah. And then Brother Hassan? What will you say? Tilka? Excellent, excellent. Brother Abdul Samad? Ulaika Ummahatu Talibati. Talibati. So brother, it is ulaika. Very good. Brother Saeed, you want to do it? Abau Tullabi? Ulaika about tulabi. MashaAllah. Brother Zalika Fallahun, MashaAllah. Muhammad.
Tilka
Ummu Muhammadin. Tilka Ummu Muhammadin. Amana. Sadiqi. No, Sadiqi is one. Zalika. Sisavir Akhawati. Akhwati, mashallah. You can do one more. No, both are alike. They are plurals. Akhwati, my sisters. Ikhwati, my brothers. In both cases, it will be ulaika, ulaika. Fine, brother. Jama. Give jama, brother. And Sister Faiza. Ummun, ummahatun, ummahatun. I know plurals, we are still new to it, but we'll try and understand, inshallah. Very good. Sister Fatima, abun, abaun, abaun. Very good. Now, Sister Naima, imraatun, very Nisa, very easy, huh? Very easy. No. Ammatun. Ammatun. MashaAllah. That's correct. Huh? Okay. Sister Arifa. Da'ifun. Di'afun. Yeah, it can be, but in our book, Dr. Abdurrahim has given di'afun. Huh? So let us stick with our di'afun. Daifun, diafun. Sister Aisha, Wazirun, Wuzara'u. Huh? And very easy, Sister Maimuna, Ismun, Asma'u. MashaAllah. Okay. But then look at these. Ikra waktu. Asdika'u, Agniya'u, Akwiya'u, Attibba'u. There is a pattern there. What is the pattern? Can somebody tell me? Huh? Af-ilahu. Write down on the corner that pattern. What is the pattern? Af-ilahu. Okay. Af-ilahu. And what is the next pattern? Fu-a-lahu. Can you see there is a single dhamma? What does it tell us? It's a diptote. What does it tell us? It is a diptote. It will only go to afla, af-ila-u, af-ila-a, and again it will be af-ila-a. Inshallah. So, fukara'u, zumala'u, wuzara'u, ulama'u. Now, brother, we got to memorize that. Inshallah. You know, I'm urging the people who are young, who are not yet married. Why? Because they have more time at their disposal. If you work day and night, brother, I literally mean day and night. I mean it. Because you have come from the school to learn Arabic, and this is your first encounter, you know, from university. You come specially to learn Arabic. May Allah bless you with the knowledge of Arabic and His book. We have to work very hard. More hard than others who are wives, mothers, you know. So it's kind of a more on their shoulder. And those young people, if you don't work hard, brothers, sisters, brothers, who's to blame? Ourselves. Okay. I want to tell you a little story. This is very common with all of us. When we are young and once our parents start to introduce Quran in our lives, we are 7, 8. Even at that time, there is an urge in our mind. I want to learn Arabic. Okay, there is an urge. But then you are still very young. When you become 12, 13, you know, okay, then you say, I have a dream. And what is that dream? I want to learn Arabic. Okay, but then you are too busy with your soccer game and with your television and sometimes, you know, going out. Okay, you never fulfill that dream. Then you become 17, 18 year old, 19 year old. You still say to yourself, I have a dream. And what is that dream? That I want to learn Arabic. But now you are young. Maybe somebody will steal your heart. And then you get into that chakkar. You like somebody and then, you know, well, your parents will let you marry. And then you marry. Or you will go to university and you are very busy in university. You have no time. Because we must have a secular education too. The best of it. We should be doctors and engineers and lawyers. It is very important for us. So what will you say? I have a dream, but I am too busy now. And then, brother, there is a lineup of children. Now you got more responsibility. You are working. It's so hard on you. Still you will say, I have a dream. Never fulfills. And then later on, you are 45, 50, now your children are getting married. Too much responsibility. The pressure of the job. You say, you know, I'm so busy. I don't know where my day starts and where it ends. I have no clue. But you say, I have a dream. Brother, then we become Buddha. We become old. And we say, my mind is weak now, you know, I find everything so hard, you know. But you still say, I have a dream. I want to learn Arabic, brother. You are only saying, I have a dream, I want to learn Arabic. And then one day, Malkut Moth will come. The day he wants to take your soul, you say, I have a dream, you know. The Malkul Moth will say, too late. You know, you had your time, you didn't use it. So now people take you to the graveyard. There's a hole there, and they put you in your permanent abode till you are called up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still the voice comes from there. What is that voice? I have a dream. And then the malaika next to you are sitting. Shut up now. Time is over. You know? So this is our story, brother. We have the dream, but we don't do anything. We got to do it. Alhamdulillah, you have all come here to fulfill your dreams. And Allah will bless you. We will work hard. May Allah bless you with your dreams, you know. Truly speaking, for me it was a dream to learn Arabic so that I can understand Quran. So it will be your turn now to fulfill your dreams. So my point is, young sisters, young brother, work hard. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't be swayed and carried away by television programs or friends. All of them should stay on one side till you finish the course. And then after you finish the course, you can go out with your friends and enjoy a little bit. But right now, work, 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 work. Nothing else. I hope you will remember this example because this is the part of our life. It happens. Okay? The time slips from your hand, you know. Inshallah, we'll hold it this time.